today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, dear brothers and sisters. Salamu alaikum, welcome. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about good deeds on this episode, so be with us. Ramadan tajalla wa btasama tuba lil 'abdi idha tanama arda maulahu bima iltazama tuba lin nafsi bi taqwaha. But first, let's look at the calendar. Today, Sunday, is the 11th of Ramadan, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 13th of Farvardin, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 2nd of April, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's open Allah's book, the Holy Quran, and we'll listen to verse 27 of chapter Ma'idah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ ابْنَيْ آدَمَ بِالْحَقِّ إِذْ قَرَّبَا قُرْبَانًا فَتُقُبِّلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمَا وَلَمْ يُتَقَبَّلْ مِنَ الْآخَرِ قَالَ لَأَقْتُلَنَّكَ قَالَ إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ
And recite to them the story of Adam's two sons, in truth. When they both offered a sacrifice to Allah, and it was accepted from one of them, but was not accepted from the other. Said the latter, I will surely kill you. Said the former, Indeed, Allah only accepts from the righteous who fear Him.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
In Islamic literature, it is recorded that Abel was a shepherd and he offered his best lamb as the sacrificial animal. But Cain, who was a farmer, brought the worst part of his agricultural product to sacrifice. The main principle is striving to draw near to Allah, not know to simply sacrifice. Whatever the sacrificial thing may be, the criterion of the acceptance of deeds is piety. Upgrading ourselves by doing good deeds in Ramadan. As the holy month of Ramadan passed by, we should take this opportunity to remember some good deeds that should be done during this blessed month. Ramadan is a wonderful time to perform good deeds that promote spirituality. Every person strives to make this month different from other months by praying more, reading the Quran, feeding the needy, performing itikaf and other good deeds in the hope of Allah's forgiveness and getting closer to paradise in the hereafter. Ramadan is a great opportunity to show the best of ourselves. In doing so, we should not forget our children and try to share some of these good deeds with them so that when they grow up, they have been familiarized with Islamic culture and continue these good deeds in life.
Mm-hmm.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we want to talk about the good deeds and the intention for the good deeds in the holy month of Ramadan. The reward for good deeds in Ramadan is many times more than the other months, and it is quite clear. And in, as we know, the famous hadith that says "Innamal a'mal bin niyyat," that is, even the importance of the intentions as prior to the actions, as you just intend to do a good deed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write that good deed for you in your folders. So it means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as soon as you just intended to do something good, will include it in your actions and activities. So what kind of good deeds are good and recommended for us to do and to be performed in the holy month of Ramadan? One is that good deeds in themselves. A person who does one of the good deeds in the month of Ramadan is like a person who has fulfilled 70 of God's obligations. This is what a hadith says. That is, if you perform one good deed in the whole month of Ramadan, it is as if you have performed, that is, you have fulfilled 70 God's obligations. Second, breaking the fast to those who are fasting or providing iftar for the fast people is the next good deed that we can think of in this holy month. The one who provides iftar for the people who are fasting, for him, that is for the host, there is a reward like the fasting person, while nothing is reduced from the fasting person's rewards. The third is to give alms in this holy month among the good deeds that we can perform this holy month. Whoever gives charity in the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove 70 kinds of calamities from him. This is a narration that I have just recited for you. The next good deed that we can think of, and at least we can have the intention of performing any of these actions that I'm talking about, is recitation of the Holy Quran and reading the Holy Quran. So, and whoever recites a verse in the month of Ramadan, its superiority over other months is like the superiority of Prophet over his Ummah. That is the priority and superiority of this month over the other months, and specifically recitation of the Holy Quran in this month.
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah.
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah, be with IRIB English Radio, today's special.
Every day from IRIB English Radio.
This is today's special, and one question. What is the factor by which the reward for righteous deeds in Ramadan is multiplied? Because Ramadan is of high status, acts of obedience during the month are of immense virtue and earn a greatly multiplied reward. And the sin of acts of obedience during this month is greater and more serious than sins at other times. So the Muslim should make the most of this blessed month by doing acts of worship and righteous deeds and giving up bad deeds in the hope that Allah will bless him by accepting those good deeds and will enable him to adhere to the truth. But the bad deed always incurs an equal burden of sin and is never multiplied either in Ramadan or at other times. Whereas a good deed receives a multiple reward, tenfold up to many times more than that. The multiplication of reward for good deeds in Ramadan and at other times is multiplication in terms of quantity and quality. What is meant by quantity is the number, so a good deed earns a more than tenfold reward. What is meant by quality is that the reward is made greater and more abundant. أرجو رضاك يا الله أنت الرحيم يا الله هبني عطاك يا الله أنت الكريم منك العطاء يا الله أنت العظيم يا الله فيك الرجاء يا الله أنت الحليم الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان المتعال
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان المتعال
الله الله يا ربي يا الله
Think about it. What are good deeds anyone can do during Ramadan? One of them is volunteering. Volunteering is a wonderful way to make a positive impact and help others who may be less fortunate than you. Spend a few hours working in a homeless shelter or passing out items in a community food pantry. The other good deed is donate to charity. Yeah. There are thousands of wonderful charities who do excellent work with their limited funds and resources. Take a moment to donate to an organization that represents a cause you are passionate about. The other good deed is random acts of kindness. Random acts of kindness can go a long way in making someone's day, and people of all ages can take actions. If you see a stranger struggling with doing something, offer a hand, even if your help is refused. It is the thought that counts. Something as small as holding a door can make a profound impact on their lives.
Before the month of Ramadan, the Prophet expressed the virtues of Ramadan. At the end of the speech, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam asked the Prophet, he told him, Ya Rasulallah, ma afdhul al-a'mal fi hadha al-shahr? What's the best act in the month of Ramadan? The best deed? The Imam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi told him, Ya Aba al-Hasan, al-wara'u an maharamillah. The best act in the month of Ramadan is to keep away from sins. It's to protect yourself from sins. If the month of Ramadan you manage to keep away from sins, you're a successful human being. This is the best thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from you. Then the Prophet, peace be upon him, broke into tears. He was asked, Ya Rasulullah, why do you cry? I mean, Ali ibn Abi Talib didn't ask a sensitive question. He just asked, what's the best deed? And you said, al-wara'u an maharamillah. Why do you cry? The Prophet, after crying and crying, he said, I cry, O Ali, because in this holy month, yamba'ithu ashqa al-akhirin. The wretched man, meaning Ibn Muljam, he will strike you in this holy month of Ramadan, such that your blood will stain your beard. This will happen to you, Ya Ali ibn Abi Talib. Yes, the Prophet cried. Many, many years before this, over 30 years before Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib was martyred, the Prophet cried for him. You know what Imam Ali asked when the Prophet gave him this sad news that he will be struck in the month of Ramadan? He asked one question. أَوَ فِي سَلَامَةٍ مِّن دِينِي يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ Tell me about my religion at the time, my deen. Will I be on the correct deen of Allah? The Prophet said, yes, you will be on the deen of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the Prophet does dua for Amir al-Mu'mineen. The Prophet says, oh Allah, whoever kills Ali ibn Abi Talib, it's as if he's killed me. Whoever harasses him has harassed me. Whoever follows Ali ibn Abi Talib has followed me. Whoever rejects him has rejected me.
That was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. And till another episode, inshallah, we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami.
علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي